Got to stay with these different analogies as they flow. O afflicted one, this is a city. And so we have a very beautiful picture of what's going on. Verse 7, there came a woman. Most significant. Not a man, a woman. Jesus Christ is going to take the bride from the Gentiles. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. All right, she doesn't know the water she's going to draw. She came up there to draw water. She's going to come up with a jug, people, to carry away the water. She's going to leave that jug behind and go on without it. What's the picture there? The picture is her work. She will leave her own work, her own caring, and she'll leave that once she discovers the living water. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. That is just so much, but I want to just flow through this and move on to verse 8. Okay, chapter 1 of John, Jesus Christ came to the world. Chapter 2, Jesus Christ came to Israel. Chapter 3, we start a very beautiful momentum of the study of Christ. Jesus Christ meets individuals. And this is one thing that I really enjoy doing in Scripture. A lot of times we get involved in the parables, but and by that I mean just really working on them. Where the Spirit has taken me is to study carefully Jesus Christ's personal involvement with individuals. And because what we're seeing, if we can see this, Jesus Christ, he's going to meet this woman at the well. There are other wells, and there are other women, there are other men coming to the wells all over the world. He can only be at this one well with this one woman at this time. He can't be anywhere else. But what we're seeing, if we can see how what is going to go on with Jesus Christ in every individual encounter, what we're looking at is what? The universal work of the Holy Spirit during the church. Because the Holy Spirit, it can be and is with all. He's convicting all unbelievers, and he's in every believer. So when we study the individual relationship of Christ and unbelievers, the individual relationship of Christ and believers, what we're getting a look at, if we'll let our eyes see, is the work of the Spirit in the church, how the Spirit is going to take individuals on various journeys. And this one is rich. There is so much here, and we'll kind of drop the little things about it as we go through this. So we have a picture here of Jesus Christ, and a picture, if we will see, of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the journey of faith, the journey of faith that people are on. And as right now we're at this well here in Shechem, and Sychar, Shechem, and here is Jesus Christ. But in the church age, it is going to be the Holy Spirit in all of these things that's going on here. And often people, if you will walk in the Spirit, he will use you, if you will allow him. But if you don't, then he'll use someone else who's walking in the Spirit. But this is where we have a beautiful picture of the work of the Godhead. Now, in chapter 3, the individual was Nicodemus. I have to do this because I'd like your mind to start thinking in this interpersonal relationship that we have with Jesus Christ and with God the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, very few Christians